Culture Chime. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Chime podcast. I am Sally Tuong, your cultural tour guide of everything Chinese. An ABC raised in a traditional household, I will take you on an insider's look at traditions and translate those practices with the reflective precision of a curious observer. Let's go! Today is Chinese New Year, and as you prepare to celebrate, I entreat you to remember the reason for the season. I am wearing red from head to toe, and so is everyone who is celebrating. Have you wondered why? Now, I happen to like red, so I am never in shortage of red clothing to wear at a moment's notice. But Chinese New Year does sneak up on me from time to time, so I am always prepared. Whether you are wearing red or not at this moment, let me tell you a story to explain why we wear red at all. In a land called China, during a period called the Shanggu, which translates roughly to a very long time ago, a fearsome creature beast once roamed the land. It was known as the Nian, because rather than howling or roaring like your more conventional monster types, it emitted a cry that sounds like the Chinese word Nian. Accounts of the beast's appearance vary, but in many depictions, it resembles the stone lion sometimes seen outside Chinese restaurants, flat-faced, with a dog's body, considerable fangs, and a barrister's powdered wig. Some have even described it as a lion with the heart of a bull. Despite being a lion, the creature looks friendly enough, but beware of its temper. And boy, does Nian have a temper. A temper so hot, hot enough to strike terror in the hearts of men. Every year, on the night of the second full moon, after the winter solstice, the Nian would come down from its home in the mountains to harass people and eat their children and chickens. In order to escape its wrath, the villagers would evacuate their homes and flee into the forest. This went on for centuries, presumably, until one year the people devised a plan. They sent a villager up through the mountains into the Nian's lair to give him a message. Quaking with fear, he approached it and he said, "Nian, if you think you're so big, go and kill all the other monsters in the world." And so it was that the Nian killed all the other monsters in the world. The next year, it descended from the mountains again with the intention of harassing people and eating their poultry and beloved children. But the feast was not to be. As the Nian approached the village, some children were wearing red and setting off firecrackers, as all good children should. It scampered away in horror. The Nian, they learned that day, has a pronounced fear of loud noises and the color red. The people began at that time of year to put up red banners and papers and such, and also to set off firecrackers all the time. As the years passed and it became increasingly clear how utterly ineffectual the Nian was, this time became an occasion to gather with one's family and revel in his defeat, basking in the joyous celebratory sound of constantly detonating firecrackers. This celebration came to be known as the Chinese New Year. So, there you have it. Nian is the eastern equivalent of Old Man Winter's natural devastation and the struggle to survive until spring. Wearing red kept Nian away and therefore makes red an auspicious color. I wear red because it goes with everything, but also because my mother reminds me to wear red during any big life events that require an extra bout of luck. Will you be wearing red today? I am Sally Tuong, your cultural tour guide of everything Chinese. Thank you for listening to our Culture Chime podcast, and a very happy new year to you.